This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Yes, indeed. I got a package coming from them tomorrow. This is going to be good stuff. Good stuff. Ergonomics. And actually, what I've got coming is an ergonomic enhancement to already the most superior stock I've ever laid my hands on. So this is going to be good stuff. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, I know what my esteemed colleague, Mr. DeAndrilli, feels about things right now, but I see a new civil rights revolution underway right now, this minute. Just as the 1950s and 60s saw the courts taking seriously the 14th Amendment guarantee of racial equality, we now see courts forcing government officials to recognize the Second Amendment guarantee of the right to keep and bear arms. Even the Ninth Circuit. Now, coming from the Washington Examiner, we get this. Americans have a constitutional right to openly carry firearms. The Federal Appeals Court ruled Tuesday, delivering a major victory to gun rights supporters. One, by the way, nobody was expecting. I certainly was. While courts previously had recognized the right to own firearms to protect the home, the decision by the three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit extends that in the public sphere, calling it a core Second Amendment right. In a 2-1 ruling, the panel said Hawaii's law severely restricting guns outside of homes or businesses tramples on that right. When you don't grant any permits, when you're out there saying, well, you have to show a need, and then you have none, you don't have a method by which somebody can qualify to get a permit. I don't care what you say. Judge Scanlon, who wrote the majority opinion, scoured history from Geoffrey Chaucer's England to the American antebellum period to trace the history of gun rights, and he ruled that there's little doubt that the authors of the Second Amendment were comfortable with Americans openly carrying weapons for self-defense, and until the Constitution is changed, that remains to be the standard. The judge wrote, for better or worse, the Second Amendment does protect the right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. Stephen Gutkowski of the Free Beacon notes that Hawaii has passed laws that attempt to work around the civil rights of Americans. He writes, Hawaii has long had some of the most restrictive gun carry laws in the country, and it currently employs a may-issue gun carry law in which state officials may deny permits to applicants even if they passed a background check and training requirements. According to documents obtained by the Washington Free Beacon, Hawaii did not issue a single gun carry permit to any civilians in 2017. The same is true in 2016. They are the only state in the country to not issue a single gun carry permit in either year. George Young, a native Hawaiian and Vietnam veteran, was denied a gun carry permit in 2011 and decided to file a lawsuit against the state. He had to act as his own lawyer because he couldn't find a lawyer in the state who was willing to work on his behalf. After his first two attempts at legal action failed, Alan Beck, a California-based lawyer with ties to Hawaii, offered to help him with his suit on a pro bono basis. I'm not old enough to remember when here in the South, Southern states tried similar maneuvers to vacate the right to vote for black Americans. But civil rights revolution on the right of self-defense is at a stage comparable to the late 1950s. So it is expected that Hawaii will appeal the Ninth Circuit ruling, which means the confirmation hearings of Judge Kavanaugh will likely include extended attention to the Second Amendment's meaning. Red State Democrat senators up for re-election in 2018 now have to contend with Second Amendment civil rights activists as they consider their votes. Now, one thing about some of this other stuff, waiting till we have the stacked deck and everything. The worst thing you can do, and this is coming straight out of the, Sun Tzu. There's no instance of a nation benefiting from prolonged warfare. That is true. That is true. We deserve to live in a tranquil time. We don't. We may never get to, but we deserve to, because we're Americans and we run this. We run the rock. And I don't know, this idea about let's wait until we got enough people in place. You can't. Sometimes you just can't do that. Sometimes you can't wait till you got enough things in place. Sometimes you got to go when their neck is showing. And I'm sorry to say this, but I think right now their neck is showing. Now, the whole thing about open carry, with open carry, for a very long time, open carry was the way you did it. And the people that were the bad guys concealed carried, right? So you had to have specific permission to conceal carry. You had to have a reason to hide your gun. Now you got to have a reason to show your gun, which is somewhat convoluted in my mind. Here in South Carolina, we've had various politicians that get out here and say, how are the cops going to know who the bad guys are and who the good guys are? Bad guys don't wear holsters. They're certainly not going to wear a holster. See, this is the thing about open carry. With open carry, there's a probable chance that you might be challenged from time to time. And if you're out there showing you have a gun, well, the cops might walk up to you and ask you, how's it going? Can we see your ID? They might want to run your ID, right? They do that when they pull you over for other things, right, with a car. So they might want to run your ID if they pull you over for something while you're walking around and showing a gun. That's to be expected. That is not, by the way, a contravention of rights. I don't think it is. But anyway, I digress. This idea that open carry is bad, it's bad in the fact that, with some of these anti-gunners, I've seen some of these anti-gunners try to take a person down for carrying a gun legally and wrestle them and hurt them, and they end up going to jail because that's assault. I hate to tell you that, anti-gunners, but that's assault. If I have a right to carry a gun and you go for the gun, well, there's a good chance you're going to get shot. Because while you're going for the gun, I'm going to go for your eyes. When you grab at your eyes, I'm going to go for the gun, and then you're going to get shot. Okay? So, for all of this supposition about this is bad and that's bad, this is good and that's good, it comes down to this. We've always had a right to open carry in the United States. We've always had a right to conceal carry in the United States. And if you have to seek permission to do it, okay. But the right to open carry, all of us, we've always had that right. This getting out here and skewing the 10th Amendment only for the Second Amendment? Nah. Nah. I'm not interested in that. And neither should you be. You should not be interested in that. You should have, as a matter of fact, based upon the Second Amendment, based upon the way I read the Second Amendment, we should all be getting vouchers for M4s. And then we should be required to keep them running, and should be required to be ready to go. Minutemen, so to speak, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show that is being brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Why are you playing? Try this again. All right, try this one.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action.
not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Tomorrow I got a package coming, and I mean, some things are really about to happen in the ways I'm going to bring you Boyd's Gun Stocks. I discussed another project with somebody today. I'm going to go pick up that gun, and I'm going to talk to them about getting the stock for that one as well. So, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I remember hearing a story as a child that I looked up later just because I remembered it so well. It was the story of Nixon's final flight from the White House to California. He took off on Air Force One, but it changed to a military flight as soon as President Ford was sworn in. So, in other words, the President of the U.S. was no longer on board. The principle is that when it comes to matters of state, once you're out, you're out. Why do we do that? You're either in or out, or so I understood. Trump right now should be pulling all the security clearances for everybody that is no longer in his administration, including every Obama official. It's even more imperative given that many of those Obama officials are now partisan commentators. Jim Hansen points this out. There's a longstanding tradition of granting former officials continued clearance to allow them to be consulted about actions they took and insights they might have. There's no requirement to do this, but when all, regardless of party affiliation, is supposed to be working toward our security, it provided a continuity of the institutional knowledge. That is no longer the case with these individuals. And we have one fine example. John Brennan has become increasingly unhinged and has called Trump, the sitting president of the United States, treasonous. How should we be allowing him anywhere near the inner workings of the Trump administration as it works to conduct our nation's foreign policy? Another person likely to lose his clearance is former CIA Director Michael Hayden, who publicly warned people not to work with Trump. Now, no matter what you may believe or think, this is not compatible with offering any kind of help at all to an administration. The other thing to take into consideration is what is the likelihood that Trump would sit down and say, "Hey, Brennan, come on in here. I want to talk to you." It's dangerous to have a guy like Brennan looking at information that he will look to leak to a friendly reporter. So future presidents have to make the call, and at the same time, a former official who's now calling the president a traitor is not someone who deserves a clearance in today's administration. Now, clearances are very hard to come by. They're not something that just happen. You have to go through an exhaustive background check. I mean, when I went through my first clearance background check, that took months. And then when it came back, you know, they like announce it in front of the entire company. When you're in the military, they announce it. Your clearance came back. Everybody's looking at you. All right. And so knowing that these clearances come back and everything is very important. But at the same time, nobody's entitled to one of these things. I don't care how long you have been in government or how long you've been out of it. You're not entitled to keep it forever. No, you're not. No, you're not. Right now, we've got a lot of political hypocrisy, do you think, that's in the gun control movement currently. Right now, they're playing a guilt by association game in its effort to push a new gun control initiative in Washington State, capitalizing on last week's disclosure that a Russian woman, Maria Butina, who was detained by authorities, has a longstanding ties to one of Washington's most prominent lobby groups, the Second Amendment Foundation. This is the backers of I-1639 would strip young adults of the Second Amendment right. They sent an email blast and insinuate some of this indiscretion because of SAF's founder even attended an event in Moscow organized by Bettina. But then the email sent by Safe Schools, Safe Communities Committee strayed into more familiar territory, complaining about the National Rifle Association's contribution to the campaign opposing I-1639. They declare the NRA spends big to influence elections. They've already donated significant cash to a committee dedicated to stopping I-1639, the ballot initiative working so hard to pass. Who knows where that money is really coming from? So the supposition is they want the backers of this initiative to believe that the Russians want to defeat their gun control initiative so Americans will maintain the right to keep and bear arms. But if you check with the Public Disclosure Commission, they suggest that when it comes to spending big to influence the elections, the NRA is actually a piker compared to the gun control crowd. The NRA has contributed $100,000 to the I-1639 opposition, while the initiative backers have raised $4,102,280.89, of which more than $3 million has already been spent to get the measure on the ballot. And that has come from five wealthy donors, Seattle Seahawks owner Paul Allen, Microsoft guy, Nick and Leslie Hanauer, and Steve and Connie Ballmer, also Microsoft guy. Tuesday's Seattle Times, a King City councilman, Joe McDermott, proposes new gun control measures at the county level, which would seem to violate the 35-year-old preemption statute, and that law places sole authority for firearms regulation within the state in the hands of the legislature. So, you know, while they're out there talking all this stuff and everything else, that, you know, that, just talking about the money part, that's a lie. That's not a mischaracterization. That's an out-and-out lie. See, they're being outspent $40 for every $1 they spent. For every $1 the NRA spent. And they're out there complaining about this. This is the fun stuff. I love the fun stuff. Yeah. Anyway. Go take a look at the Elevate website, l-ad8.com/bill. Get off that couch. I just want to throw that in there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump met with the president of the EU to discuss a fairer trade deal. Now, after that meeting, the president addressed the media.
We agreed today, first of all, to work together towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies on non-auto industrial goods. Thank you. We will also work to reduce barriers and increase trade in services, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, medical products.
Today, Secretary of Defense James Mattis was talking about why and actually how Syria's Bashar al-Assad is still in power.
What we have to look at is the destabilizing influence that Iran has consistently portrayed. And the only reason that the murderer Assad is still in power, the primary reason, is because Iran has stuck by him, reinforced him, funded him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Let me explain something about Boyd's and what they do and what they have done. What they manage to do on a daily basis. They get out there and these are made out of wood, okay? So they take what is ostensibly a block of wood, which they're letting them sit around in a climate-controlled area, and they're letting them age. And they have to maintain the exact climate so that the wood doesn't go bad. Then they take that wood, and then they cut that wood precisely to precisely in such a way to where this ergonomic marvel comes out. And then they make it smooth. And then they finish it. And then you've got a piece of art that has enough bolt holes on it for you to bolt it onto your gun and go out there and embrace improved control, improved accuracy, improved in ergonomics. Just the way it needs to be. You should check them out. You should check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And I got some stuff coming from there tomorrow. I had just the right amount of stuff coming to me today. Trying to up a couple of things here. Trying to up a couple of games, or parts of the game, if you will. But let's move on. The left right now is the left. Seems to exist in a constant state of meltdown. We see the meltdowns in the mainstream media, or what you can call it the Democrat media complex. The left has been correctly called unhinged, serial liars, power mad, angry, out of control, spite-filled, envious, spoiled, while constantly engaging in toddler-like tantrums. They have been exposed correctly as brimming with hatred for opponents, being filled with inane, oftentimes insane beliefs. These are the libertine hashtag MeTooers who all knew that their heroes were sexual predators, and they are fully gender confused, and they are unsurpassed hypocrites. Apparently now the left supports socialism, despises free enterprise, can't abide religious expression, hates God, can't handle other opinions or debate, believes so many things that simply aren't so. They're trying to squelch the First Amendment as much as it can in institutions it rules. They've embraced the invasion of America by illegal aliens and the replacement of the American voting population by same illegal aliens, and they support the demonization of white males. This is just the short list. Seriously, we all know that the modern inbred U.S. of A. left has gone beyond anything that we've witnessed in a long time. It's mass delusion, confusion, lying, pomposity, smugness, and groupthink. Some of this I stole from Tucker Carlson. But I do think the left has become a lot worse than he does. Sometimes he allows his guests, the leftist ones, to get away with saying things no one should be able to say without being instantly chastised and put into check. There are a lot of theories about this leftist meltdown, and a lot of them are right. But I want to point over to a line not many care to look at. The title of this post misquotes what we know as the Lord's Prayer, where he asks us to pray to be delivered from evil. Some of you right now are saying that I'm pulling out the church lady card. Don't take off just yet. Patience. I am not going to be Jonathan Chait's goofy mirror image in the center right, but I'm going to dare look at the E word, evil. What is evil? Killing is evil. Lying is evil. Slandering is evil. Abuse is evil. Gossip is evil. Envy is evil. Hatred is evil. To cling to false doctrine is evil. And all these things are evil. And what is the root of evil? Desire is the root of evil. Illusion is the root of evil. You might be thinking that I'm an uptight white Christian bigot right about now, except that was a quote from Buddha. The original uptight white Christian bigot. Believe it or not, most widely accepted philosophies from a diversity of cultures have a serious agreement, or had serious agreements, on what constitutes evil. It was C.S. Lewis who said correctly that there are far more agreement on what is right and wrong in different cultures than disagreement. When Buddha is quoted as saying that could have been said by a Hindu, a Sikh, St. Paul, or Moses, which is to say there's a real agreement on this subject across cultures. There are behaviors that are constantly condemned, consistently, across the world. Buddha nailed them. Moses nailed them. Confucius nailed them. Jesus nailed them. Don't cross those lines. Don't go there. These are the lines of behavior that destroy, wreak havoc, and leave individuals and cultures in shambles, like Venezuela. And that is why they are so universally condemned. Multiculturalism at its finest. So why is the left crossing so many of these lines of behavior? I have a hint for you. In keeping silent about evil, in burying it so deep within us that no sign of it appears on the surface, we are implanting it, and it will rise up a thousandfold in the future. When we neither punish nor reproach evildoers, we are not simply protecting their trivial old age. We are thereby ripping the foundations of justice from beneath new generations. That was written by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. So Newton saw evil that was full. He was in prison for decades for writing one line asking if Stalin was so wise. One line. And nobody said anything about that. The powers that were made, you know, they were made sure you couldn't. Even though what Stalin did was outrageously horrifying, he died after a lifetime in office. In our time and place, we're on the center right often. we stay mute for some reason. Or we call what is happening something else, and we call what the left does unhinged, stupid, over the top, outrageous, wrongheaded, unjustified, uncalled for, bizarre. We complain about the double standard. But it's become more than any of those things, and it's an amalgamation of all of them. It's a quantum leap of wrongdoing that the left has succumbed to, willingly and purposefully, with malice aforethought. Does anyone believe after the summit between Trump and Putin that the response of the Democrat media complex wasn't planned, communicated among the leaders, and then executed? They specialize in that. The outrage of the week is often planned out by the left. Talking points are shared, and notice that this changes every couple of weeks. But let me say this. These talking points come straight out of the pit of hell, maybe even straight from Ezra Klein of journalist fame. No leftist in the Democrat media complex even hesitates. George Will, Max Boot, John McCain, and Marco Rubio predictably make fools of themselves again. So here's some quotes. The descent to hell is easy, and those who begin by worshiping power soon worship evil. Or, the greatest evils in the world will not be carried out by men with guns, but by men in suits sitting behind desks. Or, it is not done even in concentration camps and labor camps. In those we see its final result, but is conceived and ordered in clean, carpeted, warmed, and well-lit offices by quiet men. Doesn't that sound like Strzok and Brennan, McCabe? Call me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I tried to pronounce all my syllables. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd's. I got a pack. I have a care package coming from them tomorrow. You're going to love it. I'm going to show it to you very soon. Check them out. Boydsgunstocks.com. Have you ever heard of Claude Juncker? He is the unelected president of the European Commission, the governing body of the European Union, and he's going to be meeting with President Trump in the White House. And one of the items on the agenda will be the huge $5.1 billion fine that Juncker's commission just leveled on Google on July the 18th. Trump's already been on them when they leveled this fine. In a July 15th interview, he's asked to identify who is the United States' biggest foe globally right now. And he said, well, I think we have a lot of foes. I think the European Union is a foe, what they do to us in trade. Now, you wouldn't think of the European Union, but they're a foe. Russia is a foe in certain respects. China is a foe economically. Certainly they are a foe. But that doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean anything. It means they are competitive. After the EU Commission fined Google, he tweeted, I told you so. The European Union just slapped a $5 billion fine on one of our great companies, Google. They truly have taken advantage of the U.S., but not for long. Now, the EU fined Google for violating an antitrust statute, which is economically unjustifiable and applied discriminatorily against American companies. Now, this is called Article 102. And is part of something called the TFEU. And it allows the EU to fine companies for up to 10% of their worldwide revenue for abusing their dominant position in an industry. That may be internationally illegal for the EU to fine a foreign company on sales that took place outside of its jurisdiction. Furthermore, since the amount of the fine is denominated by the company's sales, not the harm it caused, that makes it really a tax. At that point, since the power to tax is the power to destroy, the EU can destroy any U.S. company doing business in the EU. Now, an alternative EU antitrust statute is economically valid. It prevents companies from joining together in a cartel to drive up prices. But the EU has been fining American companies under Article 102, which is not justifiable. It fines companies for benefiting the consumer and causing economic growth. Now, Joseph A. Schumpeter, the eminent economist who argued that technological innovation drives growth, once pointed out that leading technological companies devote a huge amount of their money to research in order to increase demand for their products and stay ahead technologically, and that this research largely drives growth. His favorite example was the Aluminum Corporation of America. Even though their patent protection expired in 1909, it continued to engage in cost-reducing research in the economic development of the productive apparatus in teaching new uses for the product. They maintained its near monopoly for decades while it simultaneously reduced aluminum prices and expanded aluminum output. Economic history, since Schumpeter wrote this in 1943, has proven him to be correct. For example, technologically dominant American companies have driven the computer internet revolution. AT&T invented the semiconductor. IBM developed the modern computer. Xerox invented the computer mouse. Microsoft made the internet possible, not Al Gore. Qualcomm. Those chips drove the wireless revolution. Intel chips greatly speed up computing. Google, to a degree, drove the internet revolution. I'm not saying any of those companies are good or bad in the lexicon of left or right. I'm just saying that that's what they did. If the EU Commission was just applying Article 102 against European companies, they would just be stifling European growth. But they almost solely use it to fine American companies. Now, if you go around looking on that internet that Google helped make possible, looking for fines leveled by the EU under Article 102, you would find five sizable fines that they have leveled. Number one, Google. They have been fined a grand total of $7.8 billion in 2017 and 2018. Number two, Microsoft, $2.1 billion in 2004, 2006, 2008. Number three, Intel, $1.5 billion in 2009. Number four, $1.2 billion in 2018. Then the lone European country, Telefonica, $0.2 billion in 2007. That's a Spanish broadband company. The smallest fine levied against an American company is more than six times higher than the highest levied on a European company. This essentially is a statute being used to punish companies for being big and American. It is designed to shackle American companies so that European producers can steal their market share. Trump should tell Juncker that he must return all the fines against Google, Microsoft, Intel, and Qualcomm that were levied on sales outside the EU. What are they doing claiming jurisdiction over this? What are we doing allowing them to claim jurisdiction over this? Shannon Watt, she's out there right now. She is in a froth. She's in hysterics about 3D printed guns. And the way, and what she's talking about is pure bad sci-fi. It takes a concern that they have guns and mixes it with technology they don't understand, 3D printing. And the problem is 3D printing is not like a warp drive. It exists and rational people understand its limitations, of which there are many. She tweeted, the NRA admits they support homemade guns. Starting August 1st, Americans can legally print an AR-15 at home. There is no way to track DIY guns and they have already been used by gangs. How does she know that? If she knows it, how come I don't know it? How come you don't know it? Then, you know, she puts this, you know, out there. She says the NRA knows the best way to sell more guns is to arm even more dangerous people. And let me explain to you what's happening here. This is projection. See, the left doesn't care if a few leftists get hurt during a leftist cause. So if they can drive a few leftists into places and they can get some good optics out of it, they'll do it. They will do it. Dana Loesch got out there and said, if you're a prohibited possessor, you can't do any of those things. I realize that the Chuck Schumers of the world, the Dianne Feinsteins and the Nancy Pelosi's and the Chris Murphy's want to completely pretend that none of these laws are on the books, nor do they exist. Do you know, Shannon Watts, that it's already illegal to make a gun at home without an FFL if it's for sale? You can't do that. There's a lot of people that love to make ARs and AKs out of 80% loaders, either unfinished forgings or flat sheets of sheet metal. If you're willing to invest the time and effort into it, you can build an AR out of a 0% receiver, which is just a slab of billet aluminum. But there's a reason laws like these exist. Inventors like John Moses Browning didn't have an FFL or an SOT. He designed his first gun out of his dad's blacksmith shop. If an inventor has to get an FFL and all the permits just to tinker with an idea part-time after his day job, innovation would be hampered. Second, the issue isn't whether people were not allowed to build guns at home. The issue was a designer selling the CAD models that allow someone with a 3D printer to print a gun. This wasn't even a 2A case. It was a 1A case, and the argument being that the government can't stop someone from publishing blueprints. Freedom of the press. And third, and the biggest one, show me one instance where a gang member has used a 3D printed gun to commit a crime. Nick Saplina, managing director of law and policy at Every Town for Gun Safety, said the settlement was incredibly dangerous and called on the State Department to continue to block the publication of what he described as deadly information. Well, you know, if you've ever seen Firefly, you know you can't stop the signal, Mel. Coming up next, Lincoln Osiris from Pipefitters Union and his guest, Ryan Flager. We're going to talk about Extortion 17. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.